Hi, it's the end of the month, and it's time for some good stuff, just like they said. Let's kick it off with Tri-State Livestock News, because they are some of the good stuff. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche, South Dakota.
Everything going to get underway this weekend with some horse racing. World famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, the Cowboy Mardi Gras. Yep, on May 3rd and 4th this weekend, they'll have Derby races simulcasting. Also, Mother's Day races on May 11th. Don't forget, coming up, the Oren Murray Permit Challenge, wild horse races, mutton busting, and more. That's May 18th. And also on the 18th is the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride. So check it all out at buckinghorsesale.com. Kim, what do you have lined up for the good stuff program?
I have the Procrastinator's Creed.
But you're going to do that later?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do this one first then.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Okay. This was Memorial Stone, all right? You've heard this before, but I think it's funny. A woman's husband died, and he left her $30,000 to be used for an elaborate funeral. After everything is done at the funeral home and cemetery, she tells her closest friend that there's absolutely nothing left from the $30,000. The friend asked, well, how can that be? The widow says, well, the funeral cost about $6,500. And of course, I made a donation to the church that was $500. And I spent another $500 for the wake, food and drinks, you know. The rest went for the memorial stone. The friend said, my goodness, $22,500 for the memorial stone? How big was it? The widow says, 4.5 carats. Okay, the Procrastinator's Creed.
Oh, have I procrastinated long enough?
As long as you get.
All right. I believe that if anything is worth doing right now, it would have been done already.
True.
Another point in the creed, I will never rush into a job without a long period of adequate consideration.
Good practice.
I will meet all of my deadlines directly in proportion to the amount of serious injury I could expect to receive from missing them.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Indeed. Back more on the Procrastinator's Creed, I shall never move quickly except to avoid more work or to find excuses. I shall never forget that the probability of a miracle, though infinitesimally small, is never exactly zero. If at first I don't succeed, there is always next year.
That's true.
Yeah. And more on the Procrastinator's Creed, I truly believe that all deadlines are unreasonable regardless of the amount of time given.
That can be the case sometimes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, dear. I obey the law of inverse excuses, which demands that the greater the task to be done, the more insignificant the work that must be done prior to beginning the greater task.
I'm confused now.
No kidding. I firmly believe that tomorrow holds the possibility of new technologies, astounding discoveries, and a reprieve from my obligations. Just a couple more. I will never put off until tomorrow what I can forget about forever. And to wrap up the official Procrastinator's Creed, I will become a member in good standing of the official Procrastinator Society if they ever get organized.
They're kind of slow in getting around to that stuff. I have some more of those did you know facts to wrap up the program today.
All right.
Stomach acid is strong enough to dissolve razor blades. I said that one other time.
Yeah, I think you've had that. Yeah.
Some of these are kind of coincide with another one of these that we had a while back. Take a 10 to 30 minute walk every day, and while you walk, smile. It is the ultimate antidepressant.
Very good.
Sit in silence for at least 10 minutes each day. Good to know.
Yep.
When you wake up in the morning, pray to ask God's guidance for your purpose today. One more of those for you today, Kim. Don't take yourself so seriously. No one else does.
That's a good one, and that's a perfect place to wrap it up. Hey, if you have something you want to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and thank you for listening to The Good Stuff.